Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service with the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 23rd to 30th, 2011. More settler attacks in the West Bank as the United Security Council Membership Committee convened to discuss the Palestinian membership application. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank, where 9 civilians were slightly injured when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank communities on Friday. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
In northern West Bank, Israeli troops fired tear gas at villagers and international supporters as they marched against the wall Israel is building on lands owned by farmers from Kfar Kadum village. 5 were slightly injured by tear gas and many others suffered from effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, in central West Bank on Friday, anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bil'in and Na'lin. Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Nabi Saleh and their international supporters before they even left the village towards their lands Israel took over for building a settlement there. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Soldiers also invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. In the nearby Bil'in village, people marched towards their lands that the army took to build the wall on it. As soon as people reached the wall, troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Moreover, a number of internationals and Israeli activists, along with local villagers from Na'lin village in central West Bank, were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation during the weekly protest there on Friday. Villages in southern West Bank also protested the wall on Friday. Protests were organized at the villages of Al-Ma'sara and Yatta. At the village of Al-Ma'sara, troops attacked the protesters before they even left the village with rifle butts and batons and tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. No injuries were reported. While in Yatta village, 3 women, 2 local and 1 international, were slightly injured when Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters with tear gas. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
A UN Security Panel convened in New York Friday to look into the Palestinian Authority's bid for statehood recognition by the Council. Palestinian officials are said to have been optimistic. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
The panel is made up of 15 member states of the UN Security Council and is expected to submit recommendations to the Security Council in 6 or 7 weeks. U.S. has already stated it would veto a Security Council's approval of the bid. Meanwhile, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki said that at least 8 member states have initially agreed on the Palestinian bid for a statehood. In the occupied Palestinian territories, Israeli government approved a new wave of settlements building in the occupied East Jerusalem, considered by Palestinians as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas responded this week to a quartet's proposal that both parties, Israelis and Palestinians, back to the negotiations table. Abbas emphasized on a previous stance that no return to negotiations unless Israel freezes all settlement activities. Cairo, from its part, slammed the new settlements building in East Jerusalem as counterproductive amidst international peace efforts to bring both parties back to talks. Gaza political analyst Mukhaymar Abu Saada told the IMEMC that such an Egyptian position would mean further complication of already severed Egyptian-Israeli relations following storming by Egyptian crowds of parts of the Israeli embassy in Cairo recently. In the West Bank, Egyptian ambassador to the Palestinian Authority, Yasser Uthman, warned of what he termed Israeli attempts to restore control over the Egyptian peninsula of Sinai. Uthman said that right after the Egyptian revolution in January of this year, Israel has been alleging that the security situation in Egypt is a troubled. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 36 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza, during which they kidnapped 4 Palestinian civilians including a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council who was abducted by an undercover unit in front of the Red Cross office in Jerusalem. The details are in the following report. In the early hours of Friday, Israeli Air Force bombarded a site reportedly used as a training center for the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas in central Gaza. The site is located near the entrance of Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Local sources said the airstrike caused serious damage to property, however no injuries were reported. Eyewitnesses said several Israeli warjets were noticed flying over different parts of the Gaza Strip while firing flares, then the missiles were launched at the site. An Israeli undercover unit kidnapped on Monday Palestinian legislator of the Change and Reform Bloc of Hamas, Ahmed Attoun, as he was in front of the protest tent set up in front of the Red Cross office in Jerusalem more than a year ago. The tent was set up by members of the Palestinian Legislative Council who are threatened to be expelled from Jerusalem. Attoun, who's from the Jerusalem constituency, was preparing for a press conference in front of the tent when four unknown young men jumped at him and put him in one of their vehicles and took him to an Israeli jail in West Jerusalem. The four youth were apparently an Israeli undercover army unit. Other parliament members survived the raid because they were away from the tent. Palestinian media sources said that Attoun suffered a heart attack after his abduction in the Russian compound jail in West Jerusalem. Hamas held Israel responsible for Attoun's life. In other news, the local guard committees foiled on Tuesday night an attack by Israeli settlers that targeted the Palestinian residents of Tel Rumeida in Hebron. Around 100 settlers gathered and toured from Al-Shuhada Street and other neighborhoods in Hebron and headed to Tel Rumeida. Dozens of Palestinian volunteers gathered to stop the settlers, which forced the settlers to flee the scene. In related news, Palestinian medical sources reported on Tuesday evening that three residents were treated for the effects of gas inhalation during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading Yesuf village near the West Bank city of Salfit. Local sources said that clashes first erupted when local guards tried to stop a number of armed Israeli settlers who attacked the village. Israeli soldiers invaded the village shortly afterwards and fired several gas bombs at the residents, wounding three. The local guards committees are groups of Palestinian volunteers who patrol their cities and villages to protect them from settler attacks in different parts of the West Bank. In the meantime, a group of armed extremist Israeli settlers destroyed irrigation pipes used by the residents of Madama village near Nablus. Settler attacks have increased in the past couple of months, especially after the Palestinian Authority decided to go to the United Nations to request a full membership in the World Organization. And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, George Rishmawi.